AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump's civil fraud trial will continue as scheduled next week, at Donahue Explains.
Trump lost an attempt to stop the trial in New York while he fights a pretrial ruling that could strip him of Trump Tower and other marquee properties. An appeals court judge agreed he can remain in control of the holdings for now. The ruling came 5 days into the start of the trial. The former president was in the courtroom for the first 3 days.
I'd rather be in New Hampshire, South Carolina, or Ohio, or a lot of other places, but I'm stuck here.
Trump is accused of routinely deceiving banks, insurers, and others by exaggerating the value of assets on his annual financial statements. The judge ruled last week Trump committed years of fraud. Donald Trump has denied any wrongdoing, arguing that some of his assets are worth far more than what's listed on the statements. I'm Ed Donahue.
An unforeseen burst of hiring last month, 336,000 jobs added, the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.8%. Sakamagani reports the gain far exceeded forecasts.
Economists had predicted employers added 163,000 jobs last month. The surprisingly high actual total suggests many companies remain confident enough to keep hiring at a brisk pace despite high inflation and high interest rates. The job market's ongoing strength makes it more likely the Federal Reserve will raise its key rate again before next year.
Stocks initially tumbled on the news, but by the end of the day, the main indexes all posted gains. The Dow rose 288 points, or 0.9%. The S&P 1.2%, the Nasdaq 1.6%. For the week, the S&P and the Nasdaq finished higher, the Dow lower. The UAW has decided not to expand its strikes against Detroit's three automakers, this after GM agreed to bring electric vehicle battery plants into the UAW's national contract, essentially assuring they will be unionized. This is AP News. Police in Colorado are investigating the discovery of unburied bodies at a green funeral operator. Jennifer King has details.
Reports of a putrid smell led deputies to a building in Penrose, Colorado, owned by a funeral home that performs green burials, the kind without embalming chemicals or metal caskets.
My office made a very disturbing discovery.
Fremont County Sheriff Alan Cooper.
Over 115 deceased bodies.
The county declared an emergency at the site Wednesday night, tenting the scene and calling in help from state and federal officials. Coroner Randy Keller.
With the number of decedents we have in this facility and the identification process that needs to be completed, this could take several months.
Keller declined to describe the scene inside the 2,500 square foot facility, saying their priority is to render it safe to process and maintain the dignity of the deceased and their families.
Audio courtesy KRDO.
I'm Jennifer King.
Thanks, Jennifer. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.